Hello.
Yes, hello, good evening, ma'am. My name is Ernie. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Do you have a few minutes to participate?
Sure.
Awesome, thank you so much. Now, keep in mind that I'm a read verbatim, okay? Let me ask you, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
A female.
Female, okay. And I'm sorry, what year were you born?
98.
Okay, just
kidding.
Thank you so much. Now, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered to vote?
I am registered to vote.
Thank you. Now, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Now, what is your race? Are you white, black, and African-American, American Indian, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino?
African-American.
African-American? Okay. Thank you so much. Now, in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following, the future of the country?
Negative.
Oh, and what about the future of the planet?
Negative.
And the last one, your own future.
Can I put it in the middle?
No, all I have is negative and positive. I'm sorry.
I would say positive.
Positive? Okay, thank you so much. You got to be positive about yourself now. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter important to you? Please rate the amount of power that you feel the vote has on your scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I'll say.
Okay, thank you. Now, on the following issues, which 3 are most important to you? The first one, abortion access, student loans, crime, economic and cost of living, healthcare, national security, gun violence, climate change, immigration, education, racism and discrimination, or mental health. Which 3? Okay.
Can you read the first 5 again?
Okay, so the first one is abortion access. Next is student loans, crime, economic and cost of living, and healthcare.
Abortion, economic, the economic one, and healthcare.
Healthcare, okay, thank you so much. Now, thinking about this chapter of your life, which of the 3 of the following do you currently prioritize more, the most? Is it economic security and financial independence, improving or maintaining mental health, improving or maintaining physical health, work-life balance, advancing in your career, having or caring for children, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, your education, caring for senior family members, contributing to positive change in your community, hobbies, and free time activities? Which one?
What was the question again?
Thinking about this chapter of your life, you can choose up to 3 of the ones that I just read to you.
Mm-hmm. I would say improvement in my life,
okay.
Career-wise.
Okay.
What was the second one again?
The second one is improving and maintaining mental health, economic security and financial independence, work-life balance.
Those 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to 3. The first one, your hobbies or interests, being American, being a member of your racial ethnic group, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend. Your profession, your sexual orientation, your personality, being a woman, your spiritual religious belief, or being young. Which 3?
Being a woman, being part of my community, and the first one.
Okay, your hobbies and interests, and you said
yes.
in your community, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, now, when you think about American politics system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to 2 of the following. The first one is dread, pride, exhaustion, hope, disappointment, and sadness. anger and frustration, or happiness?
Anger and frustration, and I would say exhausted.
Exhausted, okay. Thank you so much. Now, which of the following statement comes closer to your opinion? First one, statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which one?
B.
B, okay. Now, what factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three or the following. The first one, the two-party system, too many old white men in power, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard, division and gridlock between political parties, power-hungry politicians seeking control, politicians that are out of touch with the daily life or most people, system racism, corporate money has too much influence, or none of the above?
I would probably say older folks in positions, and I would say, I guess not enough people getting involved.
Not enough people getting involved? Okay, here we go.
Or can I scratch that one?
No problem. I went back. Go ahead.
Probably the money hungry thing.
The money hungry. Okay, let me see. Division, great power. Okay, power hungry seeking control. Is that the one?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how much do you think decisions made by the following affects your personal life? Do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? The first one, the Supreme Court. Do they affect your life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
A little.
A little, okay. What about your city government?
Maybe.
Okay. Would that be a lot?
Yeah.
No? Somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Somewhere.
Okay. Community organizations like nonprofits or grassroots coalition?
A little.
A little, okay. Next one, the Congress.
The Congress?
Yes.
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. President Biden.
A lot.
A lot, okay. And ballot initiates proposed laws that public votes on directly.
Can you repeat that one more time?
Yes. Ballot initiates proposed laws that the public votes on directly. So that you think that's going to affect you in your personal life? Would that be a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Probably not at all.
Not at all. Okay. And the last one will be your state government.
A little.
A little. Okay. Thank you so much for staying on the line. We're almost finished with the survey. I really appreciate that. Now, you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, and et cetera. The first one, in 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortions by overturning Roe v. Wade. Does that make you very motivated, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all? Okay. The Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Does that make you very motivating, somewhat motivating, unmotivating, or not at all? Okay. The Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ rights customers and deny them services. Does that make you very motivated, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all? And the last one, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aims to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Does that make you very motivating, somewhat motivating, unmotivating, or not at all?
Unmotivating.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Unmotivated.
Okay, so would that be somewhat or not at all?
Oh, somewhat.
Somewhat, okay, thank you so much. Now, in your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make the change you want to see in the U.S.? The first one, attending a protest. Does that make you very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. Sharing your opinions with friends and families in person or on social media. Does that make it very effective, somewhat, not very effective, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Signing a petition. Okay. Would that be very effective, somewhat, not very effective, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. Voting in elections.
Somewhat.
Okay. Boycotting a company. I'm sorry?
Somewhat.
Okay. Volunteering for advocacy organization.
What's the first option again?
Very effective, somewhat effective.
Very effective.
And the last one will be contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives.
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers that people have reported that keep them from voting. Which best describes why you may not have voted in previous elections? You may choose up to three. The first one, your mailed-in ballot didn't arrive on time. Number two, there was an intimidating presence at your polling place. Number three, inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. Number four, you didn't know enough about the candidates. Number five, you didn't think your vote would be counted properly. Number six, you did not have time to vote. Number seven, voting doesn't change things that matter to you. Number eight, you didn't know how or when to vote or register. Number nine, the candidates didn't represent your values. And number 10, none of the above because you always vote. And the last one, none of the above because you face other obstacles.
Didn't know enough about the candidates.
Okay.
Or I didn't share the same views, or the second one.
There was an intimidating presence at your polling place?
Oh, no. What's before that one?
Your mail ballot didn't arrive on time?
Oh.
Or the inconvenience like long lines, distance polling?
Let's say I didn't have enough time.
You did not have, okay, here it goes. I found it. Okay, now this is the last chapter of the survey. For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like by voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, and et cetera. In 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade, restricting access for people across the country and triggering near total bans in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that we won't accept this attack on our rights by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy to protect the freedom to make our own decisions about our bodies. Do you think you will engage a lot more about that, engage a little more, engage a little less, or a lot less?
A little more.
A little more, okay. The next one, the federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan projected to cut pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. This is a crucial sense that in intergovernmental panel on climate change like IPCC reported that we need to take actions which the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past the point of catastrophe warning. We must continue to push measures like this for a liable and a sustainable future. You will engage a lot more, engage a little more, a little less, or lot less.
A little more.
A little more. Now, right now, most of us are struggling with rising prices and low wages, while the wealthiest corporations are making record profits and paying $0 in federal taxes. The powerful few have always worked to bridge the rules by paying politicians for policies that increase their own bottom line. We must fight back to demand that corporates be held accountable and pay their fair share. Will you think that you will engage more about that? A little more, a little less, or a lot less?
More.
Would that be a lot more or a little more?
A lot more.
And the last one, young voters turned out in huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by issues like abortion. We elected the highest number of LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, and AAPI represented in history. And our power is only growing. My panel and teams, the Americans will make it half the vote by 2024. Giving the young voters the influence on election outcomes. Put this power in action so that the government respects us and our values. That makes you engage a lot more about that, a little more, a little less, or a lot less?
A little more.
A little more. Okay, thank you. Now, we see that you check most of our content. You may choose up to two. Is it Twitter, local TV news station, YouTube, national TV news stations, Facebook, news or informational articles online, international news outlets, Instagram, podcast, or TikTok?
What's the question again?
Yes. What are the media sources that you check most for new content?
Instagram, Facebook,
okay.
Twitter.
And Twitter. Okay. Thank you. Now, thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose up to two. Is it health, beauty, self-care, hobbies, tips, or hacks? Government politics, shows, movies, humor, memes, science, technology, music, sports, news, current events, business, or finance? Which one?
Music, beauty tips.
Okay.
And can you read them again? I'm sorry.
No problem. It's hobbies, tips or hacks, government politics, show movies.
Tips and hacks.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No worries. Okay, so we're almost finished here. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
A bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's, okay. Now, do you consider yourself to be heterosexual, straight, lesbian, gay, bisexual, or something else?
Straight.
Straight, okay. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, divorced, or separated?
Or single. Widow?
Single, okay. Now, are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
No, okay. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat,
okay. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong.
Okay. Now, how will you describe your employment status right now? Are you working full-time, part-time, temporary laid off?
Part-time.
Unemployed? Part-time, okay. Now, for who did you vote in 2020 general elections for president? Or were you not able to vote?
I honestly don't remember. I remember voting for, like, my county, like, our officials around here, but I don't remember, like, voting for the president.
Okay, so you don't remember who did you vote for?
No.
Okay. Okay, now, last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. The first one is less than $24,999, $25,000 to $34,999, $35,000 to $44,999, $45,000 to $54,999, $55,000 to
$60,000.
I'm sorry?
The first one.
$25,000
to $34,099? Before that.
Less than $24,000.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that was the last question on my survey tonight. I want to thank you so much for taking your time and your patience. I know it was a lot of reading and a lot of asking you, and I know your time is very valuable. I appreciate that you helped me out. This is like my first survey for today, and you helped me out in the company. Thank you, and you have a wonderful night.
You too.
Bye-bye.